All right, Robert, a couple days away from the Vikings game. Things are looking pretty good for you, aren't they?
Yeah, they are looking really good. You know, been able to get out there, practice a little bit, and not just getting the flow with the guys, and that's what we want to do, keep this winning streak rolling, and I go into the bye feeling good.
You ever surprised or shocked by all the conversation about you? Because it's kind of been constant the last couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just try to make sure I focus on what I can't control and, you know, just stick with what I've been doing with the team. And, you know, offensive line has been playing great while I've been out. You know, our guys are making big plays, and that's what we want to get. So I just want to keep that going, keep that momentum going, and I'm going to lean on them. You know, I've already told them I'm going to lean on these guys to help get me through this game and, you know, get us to the bye week with a win.
How did it feel for you when the Redskins beat the Cowboys?
I mean, it was awesome. We really needed that win. And our fans, you know, we know you guys, you know, we could not win a game all year as long as we beat the Cowboys. So we understood that was big, especially on Monday night. But the way we look at it, our season's not over. And we're 3-5, and that was one more step to getting us in the right direction.
If you kind of match the timetable that you kind of put on yourself when the injury occurred, did you think you were going to be coming back around this time?
I thought I'd get back a little sooner, yeah, and that's just my expectation. And, you know, I've been blessed that my injury wasn't as bad as it could have been. And, you know, great training staff downstairs with Larry Hess and them really helped me, you know, be smart about what I'm doing with my ankle. And this isn't, you know, little league football. You're going to play with some pain. And I'm to the point where I've rehabbed it enough. And, you know, I feel good going out there, and I feel like I can be myself.
Yeah, I mean, some folks say, hey, give him an extra week. Coach Gruden talked about it. He says, you're healthy. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, that's what it comes down to. If you're healthy enough to play, you have to get out there and play. And, you know, like I said, the way I look at it, I'm going to lean on my guys, you know, the guys up front, Alfred, Deshaun, Pierre, Andre, all the receivers. I'm going to lean on those guys to help me get through this game and not just get through it. Go out there and let's be efficient, be productive, and put points on the board.
Can you out-throw Deshaun? Not out-throw him, but – can he not catch up to your ball, I guess, is the question.
The objective is to not overthrow them. You know, Deshaun is a guy that you want to let it air out and make him go run for it. So, because, you know, he can make a ton of big plays, as you guys have seen over the past couple weeks. So that'll be my thing in my head when I am throwing it to him deep down the field, if they give us those opportunities to try to throw it to make him go get it.
The student of the game that you are, what have you learned watching your teammates, your fellow quarterbacks out there over these last several weeks?
I mean, countless things, but you know, you get a chance to actually go back and chart the game and see in what situations, whether it's third down, red zone, backed up, third and long, second and long, how many of those plays you're going to get a game. And going through that, I realized that you don't get very many. So you got to kind of know what you want to get run, know what coach wants to get run, and know those plays like the back of your hand so that you can execute them and be efficient. So I think that's what I've learned a lot when it comes down to just the game in general. You might have 500 plays in the game plan, and you're only going to get to run 60 of them. So
right. Now, it might be interesting to ask you that, you know, you're there, you weren't playing, but you were listening, you're hearing the play calls. Does that kind of get you a little closer to the thinking of your coaches?
Yeah, it does, and that's what helping chart the game did for me, to kind of see what they want to call in certain situations, to see how they communicate on the sideline amongst themselves and to the quarterback. And you know, I think some of those things you want to leave by the wayside once you get back in there and start playing, but it did help me see how they were thinking and what they want to attack in defenses. So that's very valuable to me when I go back out there on the field.
You've never been a tentative guy. Is there anything that you're going to have in the back of your mind when you get out there when it's live action against Minnesota?
Nah, you just want to win. We want to make plays. You know, as a competitor, you don't ever want the defense to make a good play against you. But I feel like that's the name of the game. They're going to have their plays. We're going to have ours. At the end of the day, we need to have more than they do. And they're not going to make it easy. This is a very, very good defense. I'd say great defense that we're going against. So to come back against this team, I'm going to need everybody.
Any thought on a disappointment when you got hurt? Obviously, we were there and we saw you. I mean, you're kind of bummed out. And I signed your cast. That seems like only yesterday, but it was several weeks ago. What were your thoughts when it happened?
Yeah, it's just frustrating, you know. You know, you want to get out there and then to see your team go out there and struggle is really tough. And it makes you want to come back sooner just to try and help them out. And like I said, the training staff downstairs, the doctors, coach, helped me, you know, do the right thing and stay out and heal up as much as I could going into this game. So, like I said, we did the right thing. It sucked to sit there and stand by the wayside and not really be able to do anything. But you have to grow mentally. You have to grow every day as a player and as a person. And that's kind of the process I use to keep me from going in the tank personally. And then my teammates did a great job helping lift me up. And, went out there today and they told me they got me. So that's all I really need. I need my guys to have my back, and I know they do.
To see everything that's happened to these three quarterbacks on this roster, has that strengthened the bond in that quarterback room at all?
Yeah, I mean, we've had guys go out there and be successful, and then other guys step in and be successful, and now it's my time to get back out there as a leader of that room and as a leader of this team. So, I feel blessed that those guys put in the work to be prepared, to be ready, to step out on the field no matter what happened. And, now I get a chance to go back out there and lead us to victory.
And you got Jordan Reed now clicking. I mean, you probably marveled at some of his plays. That one catch on the left sideline when Colt threw that little touch pass. I mean, Jordan Reed can do some special things out there.
Yeah, he can. He's a mismatch nightmare. And you want to try to, get the ball in his hands as much as you can. But we also know that defenses know that. Right. But people knew Jordan was going to shoot the fadeaway too, and they still had to stop it. So when you got guys like Jay Reed, Pierre, Deshaun, all those guys are ready to go. Andre. Alfred, we've said it time and time again. We just got to get everybody their touches, get everybody involved. So at the end of the game, defense doesn't know what's going on.
You must be hungry. You must be starving.
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to play, get back out there with the guys and, have fun. That's what it is. God didn't put us on this earth to be normal. So I'm not going to go out there and try to be a normal quarterback. I'm going to go out there and be the quarterback he's called me to be.
That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear from this guy. RG3, Robert Griffin III. He's coming back. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, baby.